All right. As always, we appreciate so much you taking the time to pray, not only here, but also at home for the needs of these young people, for the needs of our teachers. The work is great, and precious souls are at stake. And we need to be prayer warriors in fighting for the souls of all of our children here at Grace Bible Church, our young people, but also those of Santa Rosa Christian School and the Learning Center. And that's why we take the time on these first three Wednesdays each month to take these children before the Lord and our teachers to remember them before the throne of grace. They need to come to faith in Jesus Christ. They need to know what it means to have their sins forgiven, to have the cleansing that comes through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's so important that we wrestle with the devil over the lives of our children. And that's what it is. There's nothing automatic about anything having to do with Christianity. A lot of people think, well, I'm saved, everything's automatic. There's nothing automatic. You have to determine by God's grace whether you're going to follow Him or not. You have to get up and spend time in His Word. That's not automatic. Very few things are automatic when it comes to the Christian life. And we have this carefree, careless attitude about, you know, life and so forth like that. That's dangerous. That's extremely dangerous. I hope you don't drive that way. Yeah, it's automatic. I put it in gear. Here we go. Mash the gas. Oh, wait, that's automatic too. No, that doesn't work that way. Don't think it's automatic. How many times a day do you hear sirens in Milton? I mean, it's all day long. And there are people that run into each other, and most times it's because they had their head buried in their phone and weren't paying attention to what was going on in front of them. And it's very, very sad. Jonathan was telling me they got stuck in traffic tonight coming back from Pensacola, and there must have been three accidents. They had the bridge backed up all the way to Scenic Highway. Highway 90 was backed up because of accidents that happened. There's nothing automatic about driving. You have to be alert all the time. And the same thing is true about the Christian life. And this psalm that we're looking at, Psalm 62, this month, during our time of thanksgiving, is a reminder. It's a reminder that by God's grace, I have to determine in my heart that God is my glory, not me. As a matter of fact, I would encourage you to do this. Go home, draw a line, okay? Is my glory, and then fill in the space. You know, it's amazing what people will put. Some people will put my wife. Some people will put my children. Some people will put my church. Some people will put sports. Some people will put my husband or my mom and dad or things of that nature. But rarely do people say, God is my glory. Remember what I said last time, 2 weeks ago, about what G. Campbell Morgan said about this particular verse 7, Psalm 62. He said it's the prime meridian of Psalm 62. Let's read that verse 7. So important. This is a three-stanza hymn. And in the second stanza, he says in verse 7, in God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Now, this is a statement of purpose. This is a recognition that David makes and proclaims. By the way, this psalm seems to indicate a very difficult time in David's life. Many believe it was the psalm that he wrote when he was run out of Jerusalem by his own son Absalom. We don't know for sure, but it was a very difficult time. But there's not one petition anywhere in these verses, these 12 verses of Psalm 62, there's not one prayer. He doesn't ask God. All he says is this, God only is my salvation. God only is my glory. Now that clarifies to me my will. My will is to be engaged in one thing, and that is to realize that God alone, by the way, the word only four times used of God in this little psalm. God only is my salvation and my glory. And if I start putting things on that little line other than God, I'm in deep trouble. I'm in deep trouble. How many of you saw the plane crash in Dallas that took place over the weekend? That was a horrible, horrible crash. Totally avoidable. The aircraft, a P-63, which is one of the most difficult planes to fly because of its, you don't have clarity of sight in that aircraft. It never became popular in World War II. It was only used by the Russians. They were made cheaply, they were sent to Russia, and they flew them in World War II. We didn't use them because the War Department said they're too dangerous. A B-17 bomber, flown by some of the greatest war people that have kept the awareness of World War II alive as they travel around the country and around the world, reminding people of what happened in World War II. Do we need to be reminded? Yeah, because we live in a world of dummies. They don't have any idea. Well, that was a long time ago. Yeah, well, what happens when you don't pay attention to history? It repeats itself. By the way, did you see the meme that was out there all day yesterday in social media? World War III. I mean, it was all millions and millions and millions on Instagram and Tumblr, and go down all the list of the social media. The young people posting up, World War III has started, World War III has started. Because of the bomb that went haywire, went into Poland. Panic. Repeating itself over and over and over and over again. That wasn't true. But that shows you where we are today. We don't rationally consider things anymore. We just react. You better not do that, parents, with your children. You better not do that in your businesses. And you better not do that in your own personal walk with Jesus Christ. Reactionary. No. We sit back and we say, all right, Lord, what does this all mean? Get the information first. I had an interesting conversation with a mom today, and I'm not going to tell you all the story, but I got a call. And a horrible rumor was spread about her son, and she was asking for advice about how to handle it and so forth. And she made this comment. She said, we're living in a world of juveniles. And I said, did you hear my sermon, that I've been doing on Joseph? No, sir. I said, I've been preaching on that very thing. She said, I have never seen a time in my life. She's only 42. I've never seen a time in my life where I'm dealing with people that are the same age as me, but they're children. And the stupid things that they repeat without any facts. It's almost destroyed my son, who's 12. I said, isn't that sad? That adults run their mouth and say things they don't know anything about and just keep repeating it, repeating, because I heard it. Somebody said it. Why can't we just stop and say, no, wait a minute. As a Christian, my glory is not myself. My glory is not another human being. My glory is God. That changes the whole focus of how I live my daily life. Amen? Because it's not about me anymore. It's about Him. This is the great wrestling match right here, Christian. This is the greatest wrestling match you're ever going to have in your life, is who is on the line. Blank is my glory. And you better come up with the right answer. Because so many people are not. So many people attending churches, they've got this, that, and the other. They get all bent out of shape if they don't get what they want. Because it's all about them. I don't get what I want, I'm gonna tell them off. I'm gonna show people, I don't like this, I'm not getting what I want. Is it about you or is it about God? David came to the place as he's being ushered out of the city of Jerusalem and taken away from his kingship. And he says in verse 7, get this, in God is my deliverance and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. I want to tell you something. The greatest thing that you have to be thankful for is not a nice house that you live in and not a nice car that you drive and got nice clothes on. Nobody came here naked tonight. Praise the Lord. All right? But oftentimes our Thanksgiving things turns into all the things we have. Could we be delivered from that? What if you had none of those things? Would you have anything to be thankful for? You know, I think that maybe God may be trying to take away some of our things and all this inflation. Billions of dollars were lost yesterday in a cryptocurrency Madoff Ponzi scheme. People. One individual lost $2 billion in one day. Could you handle losing $2 billion? Let me ask you this. Would you be concerned about inflation after you just lost $2 billion? Yeah! Woo! What's going on here? Yeah, you trusted the wrong people. God has a way of stripping away all the things that we lean on. We lean on this and we lean on that, and God can strip it all away and say, here I am. Here I am. You going to trust me? You've been doing your thing now. You going to trust me? Am I going to be your glory? Or is it going to be something else? Or a whole list of things? Some people have a list a mile long of all the things that are their glory. But David had no one else to trust. Oh, God sent along Barzillai. What a faithful servant of the Lord. 80-something years old, came along, brought him food for his family, took care of him. God took care. But David said, God, you're my salvation. You're my glory. You're my strength. You alone. When you come to that place, Christian, you're starting to learn what it means to live the Christian life. And until then, you're just treading water. You know, if you go swimming at a pool, how many of you jump in the pool and just tread water for fun? Anybody? I don't know anybody that does that. My wife has floats. Our shed's full of them, okay? And she'll pick her colorful float and she'll head out. She just wants to relax. Nobody goes and says, you know what I think I'll do? I think I'll tread water for an hour. It'll be right down to the bottom. Nobody does that for fun. You want to relax at the pool, right? Or maybe you're a little more energetic. I'll swim laps, all right? Lord bless you. Swimming laps. All right, that's good exercise. Get all those muscles rejuvenated and so forth like that. But nobody goes just to tread water because in reality, you're not doing anything. You're just keeping your head above water. Is that how you want to live your life? Just treading water? There are a lot of people that call themselves Christians that are treading water tonight because they've got a whole list of names that go in the place of blank is my glory. And God's not in the list. God's not in the list. I want to encourage you, as I close this message tonight, as you think about your testimony that you're going to share on Sunday night, we're not going to grade you on it. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I've not been graded on my testimony. I'd have flunked many, many times. But could we make the Lord the center of our thanksgiving? Is He my glory? Or am I just going to rattle off a bunch of list of things that I've got? Right? Lord, it's like children.
I thank the Lord for my kitty cat. I thank the Lord for my puppy. I thank the Lord for my pet that I have at home. Well, that's nice. But we want to move beyond that, don't we? Are we still going to do that? No, we need to grow up and say, the Lord is my glory. Everything that I have and I possess is all to the Lord's glory. And the Lord can give and the Lord can take away. And if the Lord is your glory, you can say, blessed be the name of the Lord, just like Job did. How did Job do that? Because God was his glory. That's how he did it. So may God help us And we're going to finish up with another message on this next Wednesday night, considering this fact that in this whole psalm of 12 verses, he doesn't make one prayer request. He doesn't ask God to strike down Absalom. He doesn't ask God to help this thing to turn around quick so he can get back to Jerusalem. He just meditates on the one who was his glory. And that's what you and I need to do every day of our life. God, you are my salvation. You are my strength. You are my glory. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this psalm. What a reminder it is in this selfish generation. It's all about me generation. Every thought, every imagination is about me. Lord, that's not what heaven's about. Heaven operates on the clock of the Lord Jesus Christ. The sound of the seraphim crying day and night, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." And the praise and adoration of God goes forth throughout the heavens. Not going to be about us. I pray that you would deliver us from this self-centered thought life that so many people live with in churches all across America. Lord, I pray you deliver us from that and help us to learn with David. He had to have some things stripped away from him before he came to this understanding. And it may very well be, dear Father, that the reason that our country is headed in the direction that it's headed with all the inflation and the craziness that's going to take place over the next 2 years, if you tarry your coming, is because we've been filling in the blank with our names, our thoughts, our people, and not putting the name of God as our glory. Deliver us, dear Father, from our selfishness and help us to live for Thee, for I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and good night.